back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the fifth episode of Power Rangers Super Mega Force, The Rescue, which first aired on March 17th, 2012, written by Samuel P. McLean, based on a story by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Yakihiro Noguchi. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Now that Antonio's okay with the kitty. Wow, that looks like cereal more than cat food, also maybe more like dog food, but seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah. Check out what's going on over here.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. That one. Mm. Okay. Focus. This requires all of our attention.
Okay. I can do this.
Wow, it's strange to see those two buddies.
Oh, they're gonna put cat food in that thing, aren't they?
Maybe your technology can harness the power of the Zora. Yeah.
I gotta know. Hey guys, what's up?
Shh.
Boy, I called it, didn't I? Looks like Cocoa Puffs.
Antonio, I think we should go fishing now.
Great. Sure could use a break.
Hey, Mike. Have some.
Antonio ate it. He's fine. Kids, don't try this at home. How did we not? Oh, okay, because it's later. Oh, we're not? I'm confused.
No, we need to keep working on this, but we need privacy.
Okay.
And I just realized that they did reshoot that part at the beginning with them with the fake sword things because of the Jaden's shorter hair. Weird. Ooh, they've added Serrator to the intro. Ooh, and the light sword. Sweet. And then neither one of them were in the last episode, so that's cool. Sometimes they do it right.
Ooh, Dayu, how I miss you. I don't trust that Serrator, and Master Zandrid's plans seem even more stagnant than this river. What in the netherworld? What is that smell? Eeyoo!
Makes you glad we don't have, smell-o-vision, huh?
Those bubbles! It is! It could only be Ice Scar rising back up from the deep! Master Zandra, this is great news for you! I'd like you to meet Ice Scar!
Who?
Who? Let me be! I'm taking my medicine!
He said who also.
Fool. Plan to finally deal with the samurai
it's an interesting outfit. Outfit say, design.
I'd like to hear this. Please enlighten us.
trap to take out those silly samurai rangers. I'm going to use the way their pathetic team cares about one another to take them all down.
Coming from him, I'm sure the plan is sheer genius.
Serrator, Icegar has come up from the darkest parts of the Sand Zoo. If anybody can get those punks, it's him.
So,
too early in the season. Not gonna happen.
How very Octaru of you. Well, I have plans too, but for now, I will keep them to myself.
I don't like secrets.
You'll know my plans soon enough, my good master.
He sounds closer to normal this time than he did last episode. Master Zandred, I mean.
Tremendous powers.
What is he doing? He's not even sending any of the stuff. Uh-oh.
Mentor, it's done.
Where is Mentor? What the heck is that supposed to be? Uh-oh. What'd they do to him? He's not bad at almost hitting it. What, no one knows. Do they even know where they're going? What is this? Samurai armor made of cardboard. I like how the handle with care is really showing on there. Is he crapping himself?
Where's my arms and my legs?
That's not you. That's your symbol. A twig.
A twig.
Don't you get it? The majestic twig can be many great things. Joined together, it can be shelter. Piled high, it can give us warmth as firewood. Even our practice swords are nothing but large twigs.
Hmm. Thanks, Uncle Wulk.
Now you do mine. You do mine.
Oh, I can't. Hey, that can't be good.
Lightsword! Ventor! Antonio!
They would never leave us behind.
Someone must have ambushed them.
I think you're right.
Oh, man. This is all my fault. They wouldn't have come here if I hadn't been messing around.
Finally figured that out, huh? Enough. All that matters now is finding Mentor and Antonio.
What was he doing with this thing anyway? Hey, everybody! It's Antonio's fishing school. And it leads...
Oh, they have a trail. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Of course it leads to a creepy tunnel.
They must have taken them down there. Get ready. We're going in.
I have to admit, it was interesting to see them all reach behind their backs as though they were the MMPR guys, right? Probably because of the helmets.
Thanks, Mike. The trail leads this way.
This might be why the Zord was left behind, guys. Hmm.
Ah, yes. Now all that's left for us to do is play the waiting game.
What do you want from us, Nylock?
I got what I want. The two of you!
Why us?
You're the catch of the day! You're the bait I'm gonna use to lure the rest of your color-coded friends! Wouldn't you like to give them a call? I bet you would. Well, too bad! They'll come for you from the only entrance to this valley, from right there! And when they do, my
mother... Wonder if Sensei, wonder if, Mentor has his phone.
Don't worry, we just have to keep faith that the team will find us.
We don't need faith. Remember my fishing spool? I accidentally dropped it. Wonder if someone named Jaden will find it.
This time you've surprised even me, Antonio.
Well, that was on purpose? Really? Okay.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
You can see the light hitting the piping behind them.
This is beyond.
Definitely not coming from the Zord. And it's above their heads. A slight problem with shiny helmets. Uh-oh.
It's the end of the line. Literally.
Wait, what? Everyone. It had two lines? Two ends? He only ever messed with one. I'm confused. Weird, there's not a single spark coming off these guys. Oh, that's kind of cool. Ooh.
You know, when you first came back, I thought you were trouble.
It is kind of funny watching them slice at these things with no sparks. It's like either they're missing or
you are.
They're slicing into them. It is from the Japanese footage, but
you deserve
still.
Your spot on the team.
Aww.
You are truly worth your weight in
gold.
In gold.
Sure.
Hey, in case we don't make it out of this, thank you for putting up with me. And you know, believing in me.
All I believe in is capturing.
Oh, yeah.
We keep cutting them down.
But there's no end to them.
Hey, there was a spark.
If we just take out these fish faces, I have a feeling the light sword can help us.
Don't worry, I got their backs.
Now the sparks are showing up. Maybe it was. Oh, maybe they were using like pre-visual. Footage, and then they forgot to put their own stuff into it. I don't know. Ah, shark sword stuff.
Antonio did it. Now we can unleash the shark disc's powers whenever we want.
Sweet.
When you mess with my friends, you swim in dangerous waters.
Good thing we just saw that introduction. Okay, he's pretty good at some of his body movement stuff. That eyebrow thing was pretty funny.
I can't wait to see my samurai symbol.
He's just going to have drawn him in the suit, right? Or maybe something like a walrus or something. Oh, a burger.
But Spike, that can't be my samurai symbol. It's nothing like me.
What? Is the patty tooth in?
Why are they unmorphed now? Good lord, look at them all.
Didn't we already fill our quota for the day?
Their forces seem more focused across the valley.
Wait.
They're expecting us along the valley.
Sure, but if we charge down there, we'll still be outnumbered 100-1.
Yeah, isn't this...
Luckily, I have a better idea.
This reminds me of something like, I don't know. One of the final episodes. Any day now. Hey, did I just see a ranger? Oh, no, that's not a ranger. That's a Mooger.
We will make it through this. Even in defeat, they are delusional. Not delusional. I've just got a hunch. What's that noise?
Heads up, Nylock.
What?
Oh! Zord's first! That's escalating things a bit, but these guys aren't following Zordon rules. But you're not in Super Samurai mode.
I believe they avoided my trap. I thought they could only spot us by coming through that pass.
Surprised to see us? Green Ranger, ready.
Hey guys, you're free.
Wow, she wasn't even close.
Ready.
What?
Blue Ranger.
Are they just showing up? So, like... Wow, that was a pretty good shot. Ooh, here we go.
How in the world did you Rangers figure out my trap?
Not so fast.
Oh, hey, suddenly Reddy. Reddy? Red is there. Weird. Stuck in the middle with you.
Who's getting the last laugh now, Nylock? Your plan didn't work, and now it's gonna come back to bite you.
You make me spitting mad.
Ooh. He can shoot that thing without pulling back on the bow. Meanwhile, Mentor's just standing there. That's a Nylock right next to him, right? Oh, never mind. Give him something to do. Okay.
Haven't you Moogers figured it out? When it comes to fighting, green means stop.
Yeah, I'm not exactly mellow yellow. I haven't even begun to show you what I can do. Yeah.
My moves are golden, but it's my Barracuda blade that will cut you down to size.
You know, it's funny. It's like Light Sword seems to act almost like the other Rangers' swords, the folding swords, where it comes in and takes out the bad guys or whatever for them for a minute. They're kind of acting like it's the first time they've seen Shark Mode. Oh, whoa. Was Antonio there? Alright, I don't remember what the sound effects were like for the Sentai version, but the sound effects they're using for it in the American version is kind of... undercutting the whole mood.
Now we're really ready. Clawzord, we need ya.
They even digitally put in the reflection of the stuff on his phone and his helmet. That's not bad. Can it combine with the light sword? Double mint gum.
This guy's a heavy hitter. Hold on. Not so fast. Claw, battle sword, west. Unblinded.
Can't escape now.
We've got to help Antonio.
I've got your golden boy, Rangers. What are you gonna do now?
Wouldn't it be cool if they could use that other, the samurai battalion or whatever, to kind of shoot at him? Oh. Okay, this is fun. Nice. I'm thinking the blade is not there at all, not even practically. I do like the background thing too. It kind of looks like a Go Ranger thing. Oh, here we go again.
Against impossible odds, you got the job done. You saved us, and I, for one, will be eternally grateful.
That makes the two of us.
Okay, so now I know they're not drinking what it looks like they're drinking, but it kind of looks like Kevin's drinking beer.
This great or what? You truly outdid yourself this time.
I think it's orange juice, maybe.
He's gonna be even more full of himself. I'm just glad you two are okay. Antonio, how about some more snacks?
Again? I think he'll notice this time.
Thanks.
Forget the trail mix. I'll warm up something for you in the kitchen.
Cool.
I don't know. Orange juice and, salty nuts, I don't know if that would be a great combination. Anyway, so that was a pretty interesting episode. Thanks to Antonio, the Rangers managed to be okay and get around the whole the trap, basically. The only weird thing is, why didn't they use the battle thing, the samurai battle thing, again, which would have helped when they were getting hurt with two Megazords, and the light sword never went into Megazord mode. That's kind of weird. And they truly were acting like this was the first time they'd no again Antonio's the only one that seems to be acting like it's the first time he's seen the shark thing, and I believe he was not in the part of the movie that featured that, so that would kind of make sense. So yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for watching or listening. Next time, we will be watching the sixth episode, The Bull Zord, which tells me that we're getting a new Zord. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.